I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Two-thirds of the way home. Welcome to hour number three. This is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and we are officially in our health segment. And before we join Katie, I wanted to talk to you about Bob Griswold's product from readymaderesources.com. And by product, I mean night vision. And I had a very frank conversation with Bob the other day, and we discussed the fact that this is not the most expensive, but one of the pricier items that he has available at readymaderesources.com. And I told him that I had a couple of readers to my website write in and say, you know, he probably would make more money if he focused on the lower priced items on your ads. And I and Bob said, I completely agree. But he said, food, water, night vision. If you really believe that we're headed for some kind of societal breakdown following the collapse of the dollar, and you heard Shadow Stats, John Williams talk about this in the first hour, if you believe that, food, water, night vision. If the bad guy has night vision and you don't, you're going to lose. If you have night vision and they don't, you know, you basically have tipped the odds in your favor. And so I would encourage you to go to Bob's website at readymaderesources.com and take a look at the PVS-14 third generation auto-gated unit. It's the best one in the world, and it's very reasonably priced. And also, you'll find Bob's Mountain House Foods, and they're the best in the industry. And for every $100 you buy, Bob will send you 15 pre-1964 silver dimes. And he's been in business for 19 years, and he's a guy who I trust. And as a lot of people who are close to me know, we turn away a lot of potential advertisers because I don't believe in the products. This is a guy that I really believe in, I really trust. ReadyMadeResources.com, Bob Griswold, 1-800-627-3809. Again, that's 1-800-627-3809. We are officially in our health segment of the show with Katie Whalen, but my head's still spinning from last hour, and hopefully Katie's going to help me regain some sense of normality, because I'm almost hyperventilating from all the things I heard that I've got to give up. Katie, we're going to talk about alternative healthcare tonight. I imagine that you're going to bump up against some of what Ted was talking about in the last hour.
I am. Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you back.
Well, you know what? I thought this is a perfect segue, because everything that Ted has been talking about, I'm going to try and direct people to make that change and find alternative doctors. So the reason I wanted to get into this is I get a lot of calls and a lot of emails, and I talk to people who are making the changes, but they don't know how to get direction because they're still going to their traditional doctors. And their traditional doctors, some of them get it. Some of them are integrating more holistic approaches. But for the most part, they're still, you know, prescribing medications and going with the traditional route. So what I want to do is introduce people to the idea of alternative physicians. What is an alternative physician? What do they do? What's their approach? And how do people find them? So most naturopathic medicine, the approach is to treat the whole body. So it's a traditional, what's happening is changing the traditional paradigm of treating the symptom to a holistic approach. Holistic meaning whole, the whole body. So a chain is as strong as its weakest link. So if you have some sort of disease, what the holistic doctor does is he looks for the cause, not to mask the symptom. And a traditional or a naturopathic doctor would be a chiropractor, a holistic practitioner, a naturopathic doctor, or a traditional doctor who's actually made the crossover and integrated some alternative or holistic methods into their practice. Even a certified nutritionist. And your naturopathic medicine, it's a 4-year medical degree. I mean, it's basically the same as a GP. You could have your naturopath as your GP. So they have a 4-year primary care, your primary care health professional has a 4-year degree. And generally what they'll do is they don't do internship in hospitals just because of the difference in the practice of medicine, but they may do 6 months in-house, doing some sort of internship or residency within their field. And same with chiropractors. They will do an in-house residency. So, and actually what I found so interesting about this is the actual education. I was going to get to that later, but the education is a 4-year level degree, and that's in chiropractic and naturopath. But what's interesting is that there's generally 200 to 400 hours more than a medical doctor if you add up all the hours that they're accredited for. And the highest numbers in the natural alternative field are going to be in chemistry, biochemistry, diagnosis, x-ray, orthopedics, and then your medical doctors obviously have higher numbers, accredited numbers for OBGYN, psychiatry, psychology, pharmacology. But overall, it's a pretty trustworthy profession. So I encourage people to think about switching over.
Katie, I do have a question about preparation. Uh-huh. I know that, at least I think I know, and this is what I've read and what I've been told, that the pharmaceutical industry basically writes the medical school curriculums today. Mm-hmm. So this is why your general practitioner, a lot of your specialists, their first reaction to everything is to reach for their prescription pad.
Yep.
What about the naturopaths? I mean, how does their education differ fundamentally from the prescription-oriented medical training that doctors receive?
You know, it's different. Rather than the pharmacology training, they're studying energy work. They're studying herbal, botany, botanicals, essential oils, but a lot of energy work, like with the chiropractor. The chiropractor is obviously working on the spinal adjustments and the whole spinal alignment. But there's a chiropractor here in Denver that I am very good friends with, and I'm going to bring him up towards the end of the show. But he's one of those chiropractors who has jumped into so many different fields, and he does a lot of energy work. And actually, the next show, I'm just going to do a little teaser, because I think the next show I'm going to get into some of the work that he's doing. Because it's fascinating. As I started studying this, field control therapy, I don't know, have you ever heard of field control therapy?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
I'm not going to get into the details until I have all my research down, but I'm just finding amazing things with energy work. So, but they're working with the diet, they're working with herbs, they're working with completely different homeopathy. Are you familiar with homeopathy?
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's, in essence, that's energy work too. So rather than jumping into the whole pharmaceutical, they have a completely different approach. So they're going into the whole body approach on that. So I would encourage people to start looking into finding and making that switch over to a more alternative doctor.
Well, let's talk about a practical application then. It's the question of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the doctor without insurance and you could get hit with a $200 office visit. Typically, people for a non-specialist will pay anywhere between 15 and $40 a visit on their copay. How does that compare to the prices that we'll see with naturopaths?
You know, years ago, doctors like chiropractors, 20 years ago, they weren't, you couldn't find coverage because it wasn't a real recognized profession. But actually, manipulation and physical therapy, things like that, are covered by most insurance plans and even by Medicare. So some policies only cover care provided by a chiropractic doctor that's in an insurance network. But other policies that are out of network, the benefits are paid for. So you can get coverage from these doctors. Now, a naturopath, if they're a licensed naturopath, and they're, that depends on state by state. Some states are different, I guess, from what I understand. Colorado, they're not licensed here. So you're probably not going to get coverage for a naturopathic doctor, but you will with a chiropractor. But if it's in a state where they are licensed, Arizona, Utah, Washington, and other states, you can get coverage. So that is opening up. That whole field of coverage is opening up. But their prices are also a little bit more reasonable, I think.
Now, I know that traditional medicine focuses on reaction as opposed to prevention.
Right.
How does that differ from alternative health care?
Well, as I said, alternative health care, they're going for... They'll go in, especially with the energy work, they'll go in and they'll find the root cause rather than treating the symptom or giving a pain pill or something like that. So they're going in and you come in with one thing. And what they're doing, what generally chiropractors who are branching out into a more naturopath or naturopathic doctors, what they're going to do is they're going to get in there and they're going to ask you questions about your whole life. Your whole system, they don't just go in, I've got a cold, here's an antibiotic, okay, you're on your way. What they're going to do is they're going to ask patients about their mental state, their emotional state, their genetics, their physical state, their environment, their social life, even their spiritual life. So they take all this together, along with testing. I mean, they do traditional testing and things like that. But they look at you and they try and get the whole picture of what's going on with you. Is that...
It is, yeah, is stress reduction a big part of what they do?
Yes, yes. If you find a doctor that does have... they get into counseling. I mean, they're licensed to... They train in counseling. Even chiropractors are trained in counseling. Naturopaths are trained in counseling. So they can kind of cover everything. They just have a different approach. They're more into prevention. They also are teachers. So they will teach you. They will engage the customer, or the patient, I shouldn't say the customer. They will engage their patients on self-responsibility. So it's really a working relationship when you do visit an alternative doctor. Because they want you to be as invested in your healing as they are. Which you're not necessarily, I mean, you'll find wonderful traditional doctors who are invested. I don't mean to diss traditional doctors, but it's their approach is different. They, like I said, they treat the symptoms. So I...
Well they treat things after the horse is out of the barn in many
exactly.
cases.
Exactly.
And it's something that Ted kind of alluded to indirectly in the last hour. Now I'm hearing the same thing here. Let me ask you another question, too. Ted said something, and for the life of me, and my multitude of notes here when I was writing my obituary from all the things I'm eating I'm not supposed to, and I'm looking at this here, and Ted said something about topical application for an illness, and I don't... Andy, do you recall what that was?
Magnesium.
Magnesium.
Well, this kind of opens up a whole new area here with naturopaths. I'm imagining... that they embrace the practice of things like essential oils and topical applications. And let's talk about that for a moment.
Well, yeah, and I will, like I said, I'm going to tease a little bit, but the next show I'm going to get into energy work, and this field control therapy has a lot to do with that particular thing, essential oils. And yes, you can topically, we talked about that before in the other show about vibrational healing.
Right.
And, yeah, you can apply a lot of these things topically, the skin is the largest organ in the body. And so it makes perfect sense that if you're going to put something that's pure and natural and has a healing property in it on your skin, that it is going to get, it's going to absorb and the compounds are going to start working in your system. So yeah, the magnesium oil, sure, you can apply it topically. Absolutely. I'm sorry, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Well, one of the things that I'm wondering here is why the insistence on pills, injections, basically chemically castrating a lot of the cells. To me, that is a big, big difference between modern medicine, and some of the stuff works. I mean, critical care in this country is very, mm-hmm. very good. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the holistic approach, it seems to be more proactive. Yep. And I wanted to return to that point for a second here. What kinds of things do you think, from this standpoint, would an alternative practitioner be telling their patient that they need to be paying attention to that your medical doctor wouldn't even bring up in the office visit?
Pretty much what everything Ted said. Ted kind of covered it all. But, yeah, that's the thing. The naturopathic doctor, the chiropractic, the holistic doctor, the certified nutritionist, their focus is, instead of waiting for the disease to emerge, these physicians are trained to head it off before it happens. And that's where that interactive relationship with their patients comes in, the self-responsibility. So if you're just starting out and you have a young family and you want to turn to an alternative doctor and get your kids trained up, get you trained up on eating right, doing the right things, using some of their protocols and practices and building a relationship with them, that's terrific. Now, if you come in and you've already developed some sort of chronic disease, that's where a lot of this energy work comes in. And the this Dr. Toshiro, Stephen Toshiro, he's in Lakewood. He's a chiropractor, but he has branched out into some amazing, amazing fields. And I want to, real quick, on my blog, you can find the sources. I always say this every show, because I source. I have links to the sources. His link is on there, and he deals with autoimmune. That's his specialty, is autoimmune. And everything seems to fall into autoimmune, and we keep going over that. But they're finding a lot of energy work is having great success with autoimmune disease. So if you can come, you know, you come in with diabetes or Parkinson's or something, there are ways through alternative methods and diet and herbs and oils and all these things to start to combat. But the thing is, people need to understand they have to have patience. They have to be, as many years as it took to develop these diseases, they have, especially if they come in with a chronic disease, they have to be really patient. And they have to work hard and make a commitment to reverse that, because the body will heal itself if it's given the right tools, the right nutrients, the right treatments. And that's the difference between just treating a symptom with a pharmaceutical drug, like Ted was talking about, these statin drugs, and then years later developing kidney disease. You don't want to do that. So, but one of the things I wanted to talk about was, where do people find these doctors? I've had a lot of people say, well, what do I do? You know, if you're on some sort of psychotropic drug, you know, Prozac or something, and you don't want to be on that anymore, so you go to a naturopath or you go to a doctor, an alternative doctor who's working slowly with you. He's maybe working with Chinese herbs, or he's doing energy work, something like that. Where do you find these? I found a great website, and it's also on my blog. By the way, if I can plug my blog, it's theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com, and they'll find the links. There's a great site I found called healthgrades.com. You can type in this, the kind of doctor you're looking for, naturopath, nutritionist, type in the city, and it'll give you a whole list of doctors in your city all over the country that are natural alternative doctors. Is that terrific? I didn't think you could find that, but it's so easy to find one.
Would you give that again, Katie?
Yeah, it's called Health Grades. There's an S on the end of it. Healthgrades.com. Or they can find it at my blog, which is, I believe it's hyperlinked on the website, Dave. Right?
Yes. When you go to thecommonsenseshow.com, I have a show description as the top story at the moment. And if you go into that article, you'll find Katie's name as hypertext link right back to her blog spot.
Right. And I've got Dr. Toshiro on there because Dr. Toshiro also works with a group. It's the Neurometabolic Group, and they have doctors all over the country. So if they call his office, he also does, he can do virtual office visits, and which I thought was really interesting. I mean, they can take your information, get your blood work, and work with you over the phone from state to state, or they can refer you to this Neurometabolic Group. And they deal with autoimmune, chronic, degenerative diseases. So there are groups all over the country that people can get a hold of to help them in their cities.
This is so good. It's such a great resource. And again, I know people are probably scrambling right now to go up to thecommonsenseshow.com. And if that disappears by tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night, and it probably will, I'm talking about the article, because we only hold 10 on the front page, you can go into show descriptions. So the show descriptions, top panel on the website, and it'll be the first one listed until next week. So you can go right in and link into Katie's site, and then you can find out who does this kind of work in your community.
Right. And I've got links, what is a naturopathic doctor? That'll help educate people, how they're educated, what their practices are. I've got a link to that, Dr. Toshiro's office, and also the health grades. So it should be really easy for people to study up, learn what a, be comfortable with a naturopathic doctor or
exactly.
a chiropractor.
Exactly, and you've made us comfortable with this, but Katie, we're just about out of time, and I really wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you coming on with this. And again, Katie's contact information can be found on my website. Go to her blog spot. Katie, great job. I'm really looking forward to the energy healing that we're going to get into next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Good night.
And we'll be back with Annie in the news after a word from these sponsors.
JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings featured in John Assassination Point Blank paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was in fact an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and thanks for staying with us through the break. And our thanks to John Williams from ShadowStats.com, Ted Brower. I'll tell you, Ted, we're going to have him back often. No, that was just too informative, too good. You can link to Ted again from my website, as you can. Katie Whalen, who had some very timely information on alternative health care. You know, what we're trying to do here on the Common Sense Show is give you a blend. You know, we do need to talk about the FEMA camps and Putin and the instability in world politics, the possibility of World War III. But we made a conscious decision when we branched out on our own and began to broadcast independently. Annie and I talked about we wanted to be more of service to people than rather than just provide information. We wanted to provide people with alternatives that would help them, you know, with their day-to-day lives. And this is why we're endeavoring to bring you these kinds of shows. And certainly we're not abandoning our main purpose, which is we feel that we're one of the many watchmen on the wall, and trying to alert people to what's coming. And there are some very, very negative things coming. In fact, I write about them frequently up on our website at thecommonsenseshow.com. Anyway, this is our new segment. And if you're familiar with the show, you know that my longtime friend and compadre and colleague, Annie DeRiso, goes and researches a lot of the important news stories that are not covered in the mainstream media. And for good reason. The globalists don't want you to know the information that Annie's going to bring us. So, Annie, bring us that information.
Well, let's go to Einstein's brain. Because Einstein said we cannot solve our problems with the same level of thinking that created them. And if we did that, we'd solve about every problem there was in the world. Well, if you've been to the hospital lately, ask for an itemized printout of your charges because, I mean, there's huge variations in what different hospitals charge you for the same test. Mm-hmm. I mean, according to a recent study done in California, a lipid test, and that measures the amount of fats in your blood and that can cost anywhere. They found a range from $10 to $10,169 for the same test done with the same equipment. Now, if you have insurance, it'll pay a fixed amount, you know, no matter how much is charged. But if you don't have insurance, you're charged the full amount. You know, an appendectomy can range from $1,529 to $187,000. And a good general surgeon, because I used to work in that field, can do an appendectomy in about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, illegals get full care, you know, with no balance field, but the poor average American who just lost their job and their insurance gets billed right into bankruptcy.
Do you think having insurance and not having insurance is the determining factor there in terms of what gets charged?
No, I think it's the hospital.
In other words, what they can get away with?
I think it's the hospital. Right, because now it used to be, I don't know if it still is anymore, but the amount that a hospital writes off, they also get some sort of credit for that. I don't remember exactly how that works, but their write-offs figure into their bottom line somehow.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I had an experience similar to this with my former dentist. Notice the key word there was former. And he did a procedure on me and billed my dental insurance. And about a month later, I got a phone call. And they said, Mr. Hodges, we're overbilled for this procedure. We make it real clear on what we'll pay. And we give each dentist a list of the procedures and the amount that we will allow for maximum billing. And, boy, were they caught with their hand in the cookie jar and talk about eating crow in front of me. But there's a lot of that in the medical profession. But, you know, it's just, you know, Judas sold Jesus out for 30 bits of silver, so yeah. Should we be surprised? I mean, this is so criminal. And you said something else, too, that got my attention, and there's a whole story in this. There's actually a whole show in this. Is that if I were an undocumented illegal alien and I go to the hospital for the flu, I can get fully treated. The taxpayer picks up the bill and I have insurance. Yet when I go to the emergency room, I have to pay a $275 copay. And then if they have to do anything, you know, there's copay costs associated with that as well, too. So, yeah, it is absolutely insane what we're doing with healthcare. And I wanted to mention one other thing. Here's a situation, Annie, where you're talking very appropriately about the hypocrisy of treating illegal aliens without insurance, free of charge. And no, I don't think we should let them die, but I don't think we should be treating them for the flu and colds either. And then we turn around and we engage in a practice called dumping. And that means when your insurance runs out, they take these people, sometimes with IV still stuck in them. I know Michael Moore covered this in his movie Sicko, and he was correct. I did fact-checking on this, and he was correct. They'll take these people to Skid Row, and they'll dump them, and they'll hope one of the homeless shelters will somehow take these people in. I mean, they're threatening these people's lives by this action. The hypocrisy, the catering this administration does to illegal aliens, which, yes, they are God's children. Yes, they are people. Yes, they're worthy of respect. Yes, they have value. But there shouldn't be a two-tiered system here that discriminates against our own citizens. Okay, Annie, I'm off the soapbox.
Well,
story. Oh, go ahead.
And two, another thing to this. Doctors have to raise their rates every year. Hospitals have to raise their rates every year so that Medicare will raise their reimbursement rate. So there's a built-in incentive to raise rates every single year. And that, to me, is wrong.
That's
well, they say, well, we have to make more money every year, but not that way. Not on the back of health.
And you wonder how Obamacare is going to factor into all this. And
oh,
I think
God,
that's a big unknown right now.
Oh,
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you indigestion. You know, it's something we should ask Katie, and we'll have to bring this up next week, with regard to alternative health care. You have to wonder how Obamacare is going to look at that. Because just to digress for a second, Annie, there's this little thing called Codex Alimentarius. Now, I know some people in the listening audience will say, okay, what? But many of our listeners will know what that is because we covered that several years ago. And what Codex Alimentarius is, it's a byproduct of the Central American Free Trade Agreement, co-sponsor of John McCain, Ted Kennedy, passed in 2006, I believe. And what it attempts to do is to unify all health care under one umbrella. So like in Germany, if you want vitamin C, you got to go to the doctor. You got to get a prescription. And it costs you about $55 a bottle. And those prices were 5 years ago when I looked into this. And I'm wondering how all of these practices are going to come into play here. But anyway, another topic for another time. Let's go to story number two.
Well, did you know that for the last 10 years, Lloyd's of London, one of the biggest insurers in the whole world, I mean, they haven't insured anything that has to do with Wi-Fi or smart meters in the last 10 years. I mean, they'll insure a football player's legs, but not any claims made from fires or illnesses or cancers caused by any type of Wi-Fi, RFID technology. I mean, Lloyd's has known about the dangers of Wi-Fi and smart meters for the last 10 years, yet we're forced to have smart meters on our homes and Wi-Fi cells on our school campuses. I mean, the government's given the companies an out and say that they can't be sued under what's called a safety code 6 in Canada. I'm not sure what it's called here, but and thus there's no liability for any health related claims or house fires that are caused by the smart meters, especially, and the constant pushing of Wi-Fi frequencies. I mean, what it does is it disrupts our body's natural electrical frequencies. It breaks down our cell walls, causing the fluid, the essence inside of our cells, to leak out, and bad things can leak in. I mean, it's leading to cell mutations. And then there's a news blackout media on Wi-Fi and smart meter dangers, you know, and yet we put Wi-Fi monitors beside our babies' cribs.
Yes. In our schools,
yeah.
Our daycare centers. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I was just reflecting on, as you were talking about this story, our friend Virginia Farver from Fort Collins, Colorado, who engaged in the publicly offered, perfectly legal opt-out program for the smart meters in her town. And they were so enraged at her, but because she's an activist against these, that they decide they're going to teach her a lesson. You remember, she came on our show a couple of years ago and said, yeah, I got a few weeks, and they say they're going to evict me. And this would have been the month of February, where it gets quite cold along the Front Range in Colorado. It would have been a life-threatening event for her. Instead, what they did, because so many people called attention to what they were doing, was they decided to just hop her fence and change the meter without her permission. Lucky they didn't do it in Texas. She could have shot them. We need to get Virginia back on, because Virginia Farver, if you've never heard her on our show before, she is an expert on Wi-Fi technology, smart meter technology, and what it does to your brain and body. Yeah, important story, you know, Annie, and it's something we need to follow up on.
You know, and it seems like everything, you know, that we've talked about tonight is follow the money, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and even the next one, this next story I know you wrote on, back, I think, November of 2014 or so, but I think you were on to it before that. But it's the proof that the Ebola vaccination was tested in Africa in 2009. And the Africans have long believed that the Ebola outbreak was caused by the development of the vaccine. Now, when I first heard that, I thought, nah, you know, they're just superstitious or, you know, not educated on the subject. But I wonder now if they're not right. I mean, long before the emergence of Ebola in West Africa, these drug companies combined the Zaire and the Sudanese Ebola species, and that's the one that emerged in West Africa. I mean, that's not a natural species merging. No. And since then, GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, they've developed a more potent vaccine since 09, and the volunteers developed an immune response over in Africa, but it dropped off to undetectable levels just after 11 months. Mm-hmm. And then the Swiss did a study, and they detected an adverse reaction of joint pain. But the vaccine studies are not being delayed. The drug companies say they must shake the metaphorical cobwebs that can stall our advance toward this destination. And the U.S. Health and Human Services has given a $30 million contract to Bioprotection Systems and to Merck. So Big Pharma wins again there, too.
Well, yes. And you may recall that GSK and Friends, sponsored by Bill Gates through the Global Fund, and you can look this up, go to my website, the search engine, put in Bill Gates and the Global Fund, and you can read all about this. They developed a vaccine in 2008 and tested it on two sets of 16 volunteers, human volunteers, in 2008. And this was developed at Crucell, Crucell Laboratories. Andy, do you remember when I ran that story? It went viral. I mean, I got somewhere around 50,000 hits in one day on that story. And then what did Crucell Labs do? They came in and took off all the evidence, and I had used their own words against them. But they forgot there is this little thing called the Wayback Machine. So when they covered it up, remember, Annie, I went back in the next day, and I showed a pre and a post and showed how they tried to obscure the data that they had developed a vaccine, which is, what, now about 6.5 years old. So, yeah, I believe the Africans on this. I think they're correct. I think this is probably how it was spread. And speaking of the Global Fund, and I'm going to say something really dire. I wrote an article on it this week. Ebola is going to make a comeback. And all you have to do is follow the money. Bill Gates wrote an op-ed in the New York Times on March 18th in which he said, when Ebola comes back, and I'm going to paraphrase here, it's going to come back with a vengeance. And this man put $560 million of his own money into the Global Fund. And when you go to their website that I linked to in the article, what does it say they're into? Development of vaccines for all people on the planet for HIV. Didn't know there was such a thing as a HIV vaccine. For tuberculosis and, of course, Ebola. And if you follow the money, they're telling you what's coming, folks, and it's going to come with a vengeance. And it's going to come at a time when it's probably least opportune for all of us. Back to you, Annie.
And it's probably going to be forced vaccinations, but that's another whole show.
Well, that's the propaganda going on right now in the media.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, the anti-vacciners are supposed to be jailed, incarcerated, and silenced. I mean, that's been all the rage in the mainstream media.
Oh, I know. Well, my next story. Windows software is going to add facial recognition, iris scans, and fingerprint readers. I mean, I'm just so happy. It's called Windows Hello and Windows Passport. And it just makes me so happy they'll have more ways to track us. Oh, but it'll make it so much easier when you go to the bar to pay for your drink. I mean, get ready for a full-fledged smart world where your body becomes your password. But it's not working. The iPhone 5 has a fingerprint scanner already, but it didn't take long to get that hacked. And a fingerprint of a phone user, they just photographed from a glass surface, and that was enough to create a fake finger that could unlock an iPhone. I mean, hacking risks have been exposed in smart vehicles, smart cars, and even smart weapons. And watch out for the smart TVs, guys, because they can listen to your conversations. They say that you can turn it off, but then there's other articles out there that say when you turn it off, they can turn it on. So I don't know. It's all up in the air about that one.
Oh, no, they're absolutely right, and it's the same as your cell phone. You can take the battery out, and they now have passive listening devices in it. You're exactly correct.
Yeah.
What's interesting, Annie, is when I was doing my data recovery, and I'll talk about that hopefully before we go off the air, But I was talking to a technician in Canada, and she's an expert, and she's trying to help me find a hidden file to recover lost data. And she did not know that Windows 10 had facial recognition. Anybody else out there thinking 666, all this data encrypted into these singular devices? I mean, is that the direction we're headed? I don't know. Time will tell, but it certainly looks like we're moving in that direction.
It sure does. Well, a straight-A college student got kicked out of college because he was homeschooled. And, you know, a lot of parents have opted out of public schools indoctrination because they don't want to have, and they don't want to have their children vaccinated. So they've got, you know, a double reason there for keeping them out of school or public schools. But it's getting harder for the homeschool kids. I mean, there's a case in point. A 22-year-old had finished his half-time semester at West Virginia's Bridgeport Junior College. And he had A's in both classes. And I just wonder how the school president found out that he didn't have an official high school diploma. And why did he kick him out of school? I mean, he had been homeschooled with certification, but he didn't have a GED diploma. I mean, it's obvious that homeschoolers are related to independent thinkers. Woohoo! And the continuation of the individual? Oh, yeah. But these are the things that the voices have vowed to eradicate. No more free thinkers. Mm-mm. Nope. Can't have that. And I'm sure his grades were much higher than most of the GED diplomas that they did have at the college. What do you think about this story,
well,
Dave?
I have read that homeschoolers on these standardized tests, which I'm not a big believer in because many of them aren't validated, so they're really not worth the paper they're written on. But nevertheless, when you're comparing apples to apples, these homeschoolers still score about 20% higher than the kids who are traditionally educated. So that's, you know, yeah, homeschooling. Being legislated against, I mean, you remember the case? We might have covered this on our news. It was about 2 years ago. We had German refugees in this country because they were insisted on homeschooling their kids where it's illegal in Germany. So they came to America, and the courts forced them to return to Germany where the dad and the mom faced jail for homeschooling.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Actually, the prohibition against homeschooling is part of an interlocking series of free trade agreements in the European Union. And we're going to be locking into those through the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership.
So a lot of
people believe that, although not specifically mentioned, that of course, we don't know what's in the TPP, so how do we know what's mentioned? But supposedly what's not specifically mentioned is the fact that homeschooling is going to go the way of the dodo bird here in the United States. And this is frightening. You know, my son had an experience with Common Core math. And my son's, he's good at math. And I don't mean to sound like the doting, bragging father, but he's good at math. And he's attending a school, if you, like I said, put any faith in standardized test score, his middle school is number one in the state of Arizona. And his teacher is very competent. She writes curriculum and this and that. And you can kind of tell, and I don't want to get her in trouble, but you can kind of tell when we talk about Common Core, we may as well be saying Communist Core. And in Common Core, what they do in the math is they make you learn how to figure something out three different ways. But those are the only three ways that you can use. Talk about blind obedience and lack of creativity. Well, we happen to have my son working on advanced algebra concepts on his own because we want him to test out of his next level of algebra so he can move ahead and get into college level dual enrollment classes in high school. And so he had learned this method outside Common Core. And the teacher was lamenting, well, if you guys only knew how to do this method. And my son raised his hand and says, I know how to do this method. And the teacher couldn't believe it. And it was simpler and more unique, higher level critical thinking. And the bottom line was, is the other kids wanted to do it. They wanted to engage in it, but they're prevented by the curriculum restrictions. This is when we had Charlotte Iserbeet on our show, the former Assistant Secretary of Education to Ronald Reagan. And she said, the deliberate dumbing down of America. This is Common Core. Now, I have good news. Here in Arizona, we're a hop, skip, and a jump away from dumping Common Core and turning the standards back over to the individual school districts where it belongs. and education was a damn sight better 40 years ago, but before we started all these failed programs, what, Goals 2000, No Child Left Behind, and now the Communist Core. You want to mess something up? Give it to the federal government. About the only thing they do right, and even there's problems, is the military. Can you name anything else? How about healthcare? Social Security, how's that working out for you? Medicare, how about Medicare Part B? How's that working out for everybody? You want to screw something up? So you want to screw up your kids' education? You want to deprive them of what they could be? Just have them do a government-mandated program. And did you see Annie, the Teacher of the Year, and I believe she was from Ohio? She said, I'm out of here. I am out of here with regard to Common Core. She goes, this stuff stinks. And this was the Teacher of the Year, the National Teacher of the Year. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, Annie. I could go off on this forever because we don't see this in post-secondary education. We really don't. But where we do see it is K through 12, and we're basically restricting kids' independent ability to think, to be creative. It used to be, it didn't matter how you got the right answer in math. It's just as long as you could prove what you did to the teacher. You write your little proof on the side. They go, oh, that's an interesting way. And yeah, that'll work for you. But no, if you don't do it according to the Obama plan, can't do it. Can't do it. Well, let's take a minute here and talk about, first let's give thanks to, our guests, John Williams from Shadow Stats and Ted Brower, and his information will be on my webpage, and I'm going to expand on that overnight because I know that he probably raised a lot of red alarms and red alerts to people. And also thanks to Katie Whalen for her health report, and Annie, thanks to you for the news. And next week we're going to be joined by an old familiar friend, Roger Brown, and he's going to be talking to us about things that are going to curl your toes. And we'll just leave it at that. He'll be the mystery guest. And we have a whole lot of really exciting shows planned for you in the upcoming days and weeks. Anyway, Annie, I hear the music. That means I get to go eat my non-GMO, non-glyphosate, turmeric pills, and all that good stuff I'm supposed to take, and no popcorn. Okay, so I'm going to go have my snack, because I don't get dinner when I do the show on Sunday. So anyway,
organic
everybody
carrot.
Out there. Oh, thank you. Yes, there you go. And my peas. Don't forget your peas. And
yes.
Speaking of peas and Q's, I better say goodnight before we get cut off. We'll see you next week. Go out and have a great week. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.